This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky visits Poland to thank his ally and meet Ukrainians who have sought refuge there. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Volodymyr Zelensky is in Warsaw for a visit meant to thank a key ally and meet with some of his own people who found refuge in the neighboring nation. Zelensky's visit comes at a time of rising anger among Polish farmers who say that Ukrainian grain that has entered Poland has created a glut and caused prices to fall. Zelensky is to be welcomed by Poland's president and prime minister. Warsaw has been a key ally for Ukraine since Russia's full-scale invasion last year, welcoming refugees and becoming a hub for humanitarian aid and weapons to transit into Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's armed forces said they had repelled 45 Russian attacks over the past 24 hours as Bakhmut and Avdiivka remained the epicenter of fighting on Wednesday. An Ukrainian aircraft had launched 7 strikes on Russian forces and 2 command posts. Meantime, the founder of Russia's Wagner mercenary force recently claimed his forces had captured Bakhmut, a mining city and logistics hub, in a legal sense, he said. Ukraine has repeatedly denied Russians control the city while acknowledging that they have taken over at least half of it. And a Wall Street Journal reporter who was arrested and charged with espionage in Russia last week has met his lawyers for the first time, the newspaper's editor-in-chief said. And Finland's blue and white Nordic cross flag is hoisted outside NATO headquarters as it becomes the alliance's 31st member in a historic realignment of Europe's defenses spurred by Russia's war on Ukraine. For other stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron said Europe must resist reducing trade and diplomatic ties with China as he began a state visit there on Wednesday, seeking to refute any sense there was an inescapable spiral of tension between Beijing and the West. Macron said maintaining dialogue with China was key given its close relations with Russia, which is waging a war in Ukraine. Asked about Western concerns Beijing might be considering sending arms to Moscow, Macron said any nation that did so would be complicit in a breach of international law. President Tsai Ing-wen of Taiwan will meet with U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy in California Wednesday in a visit that has already angered China. VOA's Richard Green explains.
President Tsai's visit to California follows stops in Latin America, where she visited Belize and Guatemala, two of Taiwan's few remaining allies. The trip followed the decision by Honduras to cut ties with Taiwan in favor of China. The Chinese consulate in Los Angeles said ahead of Wednesday's meeting that Tsai was engaging in such talks to put on a political show. China claims the self-ruled island has its own territory. Beijing has threatened to take unspecified countermeasures if the meeting between Tsai and Speaker McCarthy takes place. China held its largest live-fire military drills in decades around Taiwan last year after Tsai hosted then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in Taipei. Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden told Britain's King Charles in a phone call that First Lady Jill Biden will attend the King's coronation in May, the White House said in a statement. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Biden also congratulated Charles on his upcoming coronation and said he would like to meet with him in the United Kingdom at a future date. Charles and his wife, Queen Consort Camilla, will be formally crowned on May the 6th in a solemn religious ceremony at London's Westminster Abbey, where the coronation of kings and queens has taken place for the best part of 1,000 years. Dozens of world leaders are expected to attend the event. U.S. presidents traditionally don't attend the coronation of a British monarch. Biden did not attend the funeral of Charles's mother, Queen Elizabeth, in September. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden will visit Ireland in remarks at a St. Patrick's Day luncheon last month. President Biden said he's a son of that country.
I, like all of you, take pride in my Irish ancestry. And as long as I can remember, it's been sort of part of my soul, how I've been raised.
For more stories, check us out online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.